interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Yeah, those big cups, Reese's peanut butter cups that they carry at 7-Eleven this time of the year. I think, didn't I get you one of those for
yes,
Christmas
you
one
did.
Year?
Bless your heart.
Those things, the Snickers that
it
are
lasted
like...
lasted the whole season long, John.
The Snickers that are the size of like a ruler or something, maybe even a yardstick. Those things are big. The big items starting to come into the 7-Eleven. And in California, at a 7-Eleven in California, they saw a pretty big item in there that didn't belong inside the 7-Eleven the other day. That was a bear. The bear that opened the front door and just walked right through. Employees were screaming. They saw this bear come in there, and this one woman said, this bear, he just followed me into the back of the store. And then all of a sudden, it just...
made his way to the Slurpee machine.
It's the Hams bear. He's going into the bear cooler. The beer cave.
Mm-hmm.
So they called 911, and emergency services, they come out. And they come in with the rubber bullets, and they start firing them at the bear, and the bear takes off. But came back later in the night, though, to go through the trash in the back of the 7-Eleven.
Remember that old commercial about don't do drugs, and it was the guy doing the cocaine, and he's going in a circle, and it's like, I do more cocaine so I can work harder, so I can earn more money, so I can buy more cocaine, so I can do more drugs, you know. And he goes around and around in a crazy circle. That's kind of how I picture this Nicole Gregory, 28 years old in St. Petersburg, Florida. She was arrested last Saturday on a felony narcotics charge, and she sold police. I was selling the fentanyl. See, I was selling the fentanyl for $10 per bump, and I was selling the narcotics so I could make money for an attorney for a pending drug charge. See, she had been busted back in August for selling methamphetamine to an undercover cop, and she was charged with possessing fentanyl and meth, and the cases are pending in circuit court. So she thought, well, I'll go out and sell some fentanyl to pay for my attorney to defend myself against the drug charges I got busted for a couple months ago.
You go with what you know.
Well, I guess so. She's going to be going to jail for she's an $18,000 bond, and she's facing a pretty healthy rap sheet.
All right, well, maybe she'll be joined in jail next to Charlie. Charlie's 63 years old. Charlie's from Knoxville, Tennessee, is where he's from. And Charlie loves his
hard Knoxville.
He loves his Little Caesars pizza. And he was ready for it the other night, only it wasn't ready for him. So Charlie goes into his Little Caesars and gets himself a pepperoni pizza. That's what he orders up. And the employees there say, Charlie, that's going to take about 10 minutes for us to get that pizza ready. And I guess the 10 minutes came and went, and Charlie got mad and said, now you will be giving me a free order of breadsticks. I don't know if that's the deal there at Little Caesars. Not sure how it works.
Their policy.
Yeah,
but
that's Charlie's policy. And they said, well, we got to check on that. I don't know if we can give you some free. And Charlie said, well, while you're thinking on that, I want you to think on this. And then Charlie went outside to his truck, picked up the AK-47, came in and said, now, how about those breadsticks that we were talking about and that pepperoni pizza that I ordered? And then Charlie noticed an employee was trying to leave the store. She was afraid. And Charlie stops and says, where the hell you think you're going? And then there's a woman who was in the store, and she said, Charlie, here, you want my pizza? Are you that hungry? Here, just take
Let me defuse pizza. The situation here.
Just leave. And no, that wasn't good enough for Charlie. He pointed at one of the other employees and said, where is my damn pizza? I want my pizza.
Well, not her pizza, my pizza.
By this time, the cops are showing up, and Charlie's pizza had to be delivered down to the county jail.
And they came with nightsticks, and he got breadsticks.
How'd you like to snack on some of these, Charlie? Brad and John, Classic Rock 92.9 KISM.